Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
It's go time, Tara. It is go time.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
We have another pair of three-day passes to Rolling Loud New York, and we're going to be giving them away this hour. If you forgot, here's just a little snapshot of the lineup. You got your headliners, 50 Cent, J. Cole, Travis Scott. Then we dip into the second tier, which is Lil Uzi Vert, Gunna, Lil Durk, Gucci, Lil Baby, Playboi Carti, Kodak Black, Rick Ross, Roddy Ricch, Lil TJ, ASAP, Ferg, Nav. I could sit here and just continue to read names on and on and on. City Girls, Lil Yachty, Wale, you got Joey Badass, you got Pooh Shiesty, shouts to our guy Fredo Bang, Bia is going to be there. I mean, this lineup is insane. You can check it out on our website, hotradiomaine.com. It's a three-day festival that's going down October 28th through 30th in New York. There's limited tickets available. You can purchase some at rollingloud.com, but we have a pair of three-day passes to give away this hour.
Can I have them?
No. You're okay. Not eligible to win. But somebody's going to get hooked up.
Yes!
So this is what I'm thinking, Tara.
What should we do?
It is an incredible lineup, and it is in New York. It is 3 days, so you're obviously going to either have to fly there or make a little road trip to get yourself there.
Right.
So let's do road trip essentials, assuming that you're going to make the drive from Maine to New York if you win these tickets, all right? So road trip essential, just give us one road trip essential. What do you need to pack in that car for your trip to Rolling Loud, New York? 207-807-1104, call or text. We start with you, even though you're not eligible. You can't win. I'm not going to put you in the running, but we'll get the discussion going here, all right?
First thing that comes to mind is hand sanitizer, which is very on brand for me.
Now, would that have been your first thing pre-pandemic, or is that just popping your mind now?
Always. Because you got to have one in the purse. You got to have one in the car. If you're not bringing a purse, you got to have one in your pocket. You got to have one at all times. If you're pumping gas, eating, doing anything where you're touching a door handle, you need that hand sanitizer.
All right. Hand sanitizer. I was going to go with a solid playlist.
It's a lot better than mine.
No, yes. I mean, they're both necessities. They're both practical. But I'm thinking like, hey, you could put together a nice little playlist here just off of the artists that are on Rolling Loud New York.
Get all excited for
it. So that is essential. Hand sanitizer is essential as well. Give us one road trip essential. 207-807-1104. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. And we'll put you in the running for the three-day passes. You'll get to see 50 Cent on night one, J. Cole on night two, and Travis Scott on night three. And then everybody else on that insane lineup. Hot Radio Maine, hello.
Hey, is your wallet a good one? A good guess?
Yeah, you can't forget your wallet. That's definitely
a good
guess.
You're gonna need that.
Yeah, you're gonna need that. You're gonna get there and you're gonna be like, well, it looks like I'm not drinking at Rolling Loud New York. I don't come on.
Maybe
wallet.
You have Apple Pay. I don't think they'll take that.
Well, you need your ID to prove that you're over 21.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and some cash too.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a good one. What's your name? Where are you from?
Randy Lyon from Waterville.
Hunter from SoPo. What's a road trip essential?
A pair of fuzzy Crocs.
Fuzzy Crocs. I just have the regular ones. What's so great about those?
They're like slippers, but you can kind of wear them outside without being a little, you know.
They're durable.
More, homey.
Think about how comfortable your Crocs are.
It's just an added layer.
It's an added layer of bonus.
Man. Crocosins is what I call them.
Crocosins. I love that.
All right. Crocosins. You're trying to get the Rolling Loud tickets, obviously, right?
Yes, sir.
Who are you excited to see off that lineup?
Lil TJ recently.
Okay.
I called the other day and it was Action Bronson, but Lil TJ now.
There you go. You get to see both of them if you win the tickets. You get to see both of them and J. Cole, 50 Cent, Travis Scott, everybody. So,
it's going to be unreal.
We're going to put you in the running and we're going to call back our winner before 8. So just have your phone nearby. You might get a call back from us, Hunter.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was looking at the prices. They're $400 a piece, right?
Oh my gosh.
So you're going to get two of those. And then the fees are $100 when you order two. So there's another $100 on top of it. We're basically giving away $1,000 this morning.
Wow.
Molly from Auburn, Maine. What's a road trip essential for you?
I'm going to go with weed.
Weed.
I'm surprised.
Don't get pulled over.
I'm surprised it took this long for somebody to mention that. At this point.
I mean, you gotta have it, man.
Yeah. I mean, you're going...
It's an essential in everyday life.
You're going to a festival called Rolling Loud.
I mean, yeah.
I know, right? So it's all in the name.
That's a passenger essential. She's not driving, all right?
Okay.
Disclaimer. Paul from Biddeford, road trip essential for you. What is it?
Black cherry white claws.
Black cherry white claws. Okay, road soda.
More of a mango guy.
Yeah.
You better keep those in the trunk.
Oh, you know what I had this weekend? Hold on. I'm going to forget the name of it right now. That was really good. Wild Maine Hard Seltzer. Have you heard of it?
I've heard seen of it.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a cider guy.
No, not cider. It's a seltzer.
Oh, seltzer.
Yeah, Wild Maine Seltzer. I think it's by like the Orno Brewing Company people. They have a seltzer and they have like a mango, a lemonade, and a blueberry one. And I had the mango one. It was like on par, if not better than the mango White Claws that I have. And that's usually my go-to.
Well, the White Claws, they have a new flavor they just came out with, and you can only get variety packet blackberry.
Blackberry.
It literally tastes like the ice cream pops from when we were young.
All right, I'm going to have to check that one out, too. So that's on the list. You're in the running for the Rolling Loud tickets. Who do you want to see off that lineup?
Honestly, I want to see everyone and anyone because I haven't been to a concert since the Hot Show at Rock Hill.
I feel that.
Yeah, at this point, you'll see anybody. This is a hell of a way to get back to concerts, though, with this lineup. It's crazy. The White Claws were for when they get to the hotel in New York.
Yep.
And drinking there.
They're keeping them in the trunk.
Another disclaimer that we're giving. Hi, Radio Maine. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Ashley.
Oh, I knew it was Ashley just by the hello.
Yes, I set my alarm. I'm ready.
Ashley, where are you from? Auburn?
Yes.
All right. See, I knew it was you. Ashley, yes. What's a road trip essential for you?
Well, it is hot mom summer. I'm bringing all the snacks.
All the snacks?
All the snacks, including my damn self. Hey!
Hey! Oh, so you're calling yourself a snack. I get it.
but I do need some snacks though.
So yourself excluded, what are the must have snacks?
Oh man, you need something salty, you need something sweet,
mm-hmm.
You need something to keep you up, maybe some sunflower seeds.
Here's what I would go with, and you can tell me, you can rate my snack selection. I would go with like a Bold and Spicy Chex Mix.
Oh, for sure.
I would have probably some beef jerky. I would also have Skittles and then an assortment of gummy things. Maybe Swedish Fish, maybe some Sour Patch Watermelon, and I'll throw in some Starburst and a Reese's Chocolate Bar on top.
You know what, Ryan? We would get along. You could be in my car for that.
All right.
Those are all my favorite snacks.
We're road tripping together. I like it. Who are you excited to see on this lineup?
I must say J. Cole. I've seen 50 Cent a few times, but J. Cole I've never seen,
Ooh.
And I'm about that life.
All right, you're about that life. We're going to put you in the running, Ashley. We're going to call back our winner before 8, so we got a few more minutes here. So just keep your phone close, and you might be getting that call from us, all right?
All right. Fingers crossed. All right. No whammies.
Yeah, no whammies. All right, you have a good one, Ashley.
Wait, is No Thank Whammy you. From that show?
Yes.
I saw that on TV last night, and I was like, what is this? I've never seen it, but apparently it was huge in the 80s or something.
Yes.
And just brought it back.
No whammies. What show is that?
It's a money show. And Whammy takes all the money.
It was a money show back in the day.
Why was I thinking Price is Right? But it's not Price
is
Right.
You know what? They also do that as well. And I know because I went to Price is Right in Bangor back in the day.
Oh my
gosh. They said that too.
Press Your Luck. That's the original show.
Press Your Luck.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
There
yes,
it is.
Yes.
Mike in Westbrook, what's a road trip essential?
I gotta say weed.
All right. We got another one for weed. If you looked at our text, it's like weed, blunt, Rolling Loud on the way to Rolling Loud, weed, marijuana.
you gotta have it. I mean,
the festival's called Rolling Loud. I get it. It makes sense.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. Who's this?
Oh my God, Jade from Lewiston.
Jade from Lewiston. You texted in to win Rolling Loud tickets. First of all, who do you want to see on this lineup? It's insane.
Oh, J. Cole for sure.
All right, the
and
GOAT.
Travis Scott.
J. Cole and Travis Scott. And then you could keep going on and on and on. I get it.
Yeah, all of them.
All right, so we were asking people road trip essentials. What's a road trip essential for you?
So I texted sunglasses and I think bubblegum for that 3-day hangover on the way back.
Oh.
Ooh, snack. Smart thinking.
You know what? People forget about that. Everyone thinks road trip and the excitement of getting there. And that's the easy drive. The drive home when it's over after 3 days of partying. Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, that's the rough one.
You got to cover those eyes and make sure your breath is fresh.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right.
You told me I won.
Who are you going to take with you if you win?
My girlfriend, Emily, for sure.
All right. So girls weekend over there, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. Should we make it happen, Tara? It's up to Tara. Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
For real?
Tara said yes.
Oh my God. Thank you guys.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes. Rolling.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Rolling Loud New York. We picked your text at random and we're hooking you up with the 3-day passes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for fun.
Travis Scott, 50 Cent, J. Cole, they're all headlining. You got a ton of people on this thing. You can check out the full lineup, hotradiomaine.com. These tickets are like $400 a pop plus a $100 fee if you're going to buy them. There's a few available still, rollingloud.com, but they're going to sell out real soon. You're in there, though. You don't have to worry about the fees or the ticket prices. Woo-hoo! You're good.
Now I just have to find an outfit for 3 days.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm just wearing one outfit for 3 days straight.
Oh my God. Thank you guys so much.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
We're getting ready to play Brains for Bank for $200 in the prize pot this morning.
Yeah.
The category is...
For Brains for Bank?
Yeah.
It's paranormal celebs today.
Okay, so sticking with that theme, we want to talk about what before we play Brains for Bank?
I would like to know if you passed on... So your life is over and you're deceased.
Okay.
Yeah. So you imagine your life is over. You've passed. You lived many great years and you could come back to life as someone else. Who would you pick?
Who?
I would pick Kylie Jenner.
Why Kylie Jenner?
I know we were just talking about her, but that was what I had in mind when I formulated this question. I would pick her because if I've passed on, I've already lived my life. I've done everything I wanted to do. I would enjoy being part of one of the wealthiest families in America, one of the most well-known families. I would like to experience what it feels like to have paparazzi follow me just for a little bit, just to see what that lifestyle is like, to see what it's like to be around all those famous people.
You already led your normal life, so now you want to do it in a limelight.
Yeah, and I want to see what it's like to be part of a family that has billionaires in it. And of course, Kylie...
Backstage access to all Travis Scott concerts. Yeah, I get it.
24 hours in Miami, New York City. I want to experience that lifestyle, and Kylie's also the youngest, so I would pick her because by the time I've passed on and I come back, she'll still be the youngest, you know? She'll still have a lot of life to live.
I am thinking about this right now, and you did pick her, so that's assuming that she continues this lifestyle because you have to die first to come back, right?
Right.
So are we dying young, or are you going to live to like 80? And then she's going to be like 70. You're coming back as 70-something-year-old Kylie Jenner.
I don't know, because I don't want to predict my own death.
Okay.
I don't want to manifest
it. Well, you're the one who got morbid with this whole topic this morning.
I don't want to accidentally manifest it, but let's just say I come back to her and she's 30. That's okay. The year I get to be.
All right. So that's the ideal situation.
Yeah. Here. I want to see what Kylie's like in her 30s, because even if she's not very much in the limelight, she's still associated with a wildly famous family, and you know she's going to have billions of dollars in her checking account.
Now I'm starting to think about like who my next co-host is going to be and not who I'm going to come back as. If you're going so soon.
I'm not. I said that I'm not.
I mean, 30 is right around the corner for them.
I said that I'm not predicting my death. I'm just saying like I would want to be a young Kylie Jenner.
All right. I'd like to come back as a baby born on the day that I die. Fresh start.
Isn't that reincarnation?
Sure. Reincarnated into a family with money.
Yeah, see?
Any family with money.
We just want a little taste of the lifestyle.
But I
want
to start as a baby.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll be a spoiled brat as I grow up.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
So there's so many layers to this. I didn't expect to be so deep today.
I know. Sorry.
So if I come back, do I have all my memories from my past life?
Yeah, everyone has a past life. It's just a matter if you can.
Well, I'm asking, do I unlock it? Do I remember everything? Because I think that if.
That's up to you.
If that's the scenario, if I unlock it and I remember everything and I grow up, then I have all the wisdom of one life already. And I think even if I was born into money, I'd be humble because I have had past experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that you could choose that path. Everyone has a past life. I had a reading.
People are going to think that we were Rolling Loud when we were giving away the Rolling Loud tickets after this conversation.
Excuse me. This is a normal conversation in my house.
207-807-1104. It's morbid, but you've died and you can come back as anybody. Who are you choosing? Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Missy from Holland.
Rest in peace, Missy. But you can come back as anybody else. Who would you come back as?
Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
I've never been able to do that, so just doing that would be an added bonus, I think.
I can't do it either.
Why Cardi?
You would if you were Cardi B.
Why Cardi B?
Because she has had, like, two types of lifestyles. Like, she was probably a badass stripper,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, developed into this famous, like, rap goddess.
Yeah.
And I just think her personality is amazing, and I would definitely want to be her.
From drugging guys and robbing them in their sleep to being
please.
Rap royalty.
Come on. Just had to say that.
She's the one that said two different lifestyles.
Got a bag and fixed her teeth.
All right. Cardi B, that's a solid selection. We're going to be playing Brains for Bank for $200 coming up. So keep listening, and you could win $200 from us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Missy.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right. She couldn't do it. That's about as good as I could do.
It's a good effort.
Okay. See?
That was actually really good. That's the best one you've ever done.
Don't gas me. If you died...
No, don't say that.
That's the topic. How do you want to say it?
If you could... We're not manifesting death today. We're just saying if one day you could come back to life as someone else, who would it be?
Hi, Radio Maine. Samantha on the line. Samantha, where are you from?
I'm from Bangor.
Oh, we're going to be in town every Friday, starting this Friday. We're kind of in town.
Oh, no way. Where are you guys coming to visit?
We're going to be actually Old Town, so we'll be nearby.
Oh, very cool. That's very close to me.
Yeah, we'll be at the at Canoe every Friday night.
Oh, I've wanted to try it there. I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Got to go now. No excuses.
Got to go now. No excuses. All right, yeah. So we were talking about, sadly, you've lived a good life, but you've passed on. You can come back as anybody you want. Who are you choosing?
Oh, you have to choose Rihanna. Who doesn't love her?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
She's a boss ass. Beep.
She is. I would swap lives with her right now if I could. I'm waiting for her to drop some new music.
I know, right?
Same. I would like to change my answer.
To what?
To ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, you're going to say that?
Oh, I know. I feel like she's too good for him. I hate to say it, but...
She's not claiming him.
I feel like she could have done a little better.
Everybody always professes their love for Rihanna, but I'm waiting for her. I want to hear her say, I love ASAP Rocky. Before I make my decision, I need to hear her say that.
Yeah, very true.
We need to play Brains for Bank. Call number 10 right now, 207-807-1104. Hot Radio Maine, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
Sarah from Wyndham.
Tara?
Sarah.
Sarah.
I was like, I got Tara, I got Tara, let's do this, but I got Sarah, not Tara. Got it. H yeah. Or no H?
H.
All right.
Classic.
You know what they say about Sarahs with H's?
No.
They're extra because they got an extra letter that they don't need.
I am pretty extra.
See? Look at that. Tara's into astrology. I'm into the spelling of names. I can read you like that. You're our caller number 10, Sarah.
Yay.
Step one. Step two is you got to answer our question correct, all right?
Okay.
So Brains for Bank, this is how it works. Category for today is?
Paranormal celebs.
I'm going to give you one question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. You'll hear the timer. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, you're going to win $200 this morning. If you answer incorrectly, the money rolls over, and Haley will be playing with $300 this afternoon. But we want to put some money in your pocket, all right?
Sounds good.
Are you ready? How do you feel about paranormal celebs?
Oh, not great. I hadn't heard the topic yet.
All right. Well, let's take a stab at it. You ready for your question?
I'm ready.
What rapper claimed the ghost of Tupac Shakur visited him?
Drake.
You said Kanye West. You said Drake. You know what? I'll give you credit. You were throwing out names. You're like, let me get one in there. Let me just name rappers.
I think you're the first person to actually get two answers out.
Yeah. I don't know what the rules are. I think you could just start yelling out stuff. As long as you get it, we got to give it to you, right?
But unfortunately.
Unfortunately, the answer we were looking for was Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, okay.
What's the story behind that, Tara? You know the paranormal celeb background.
So Kendrick Lamar claims that Tupac visited him in a dream and told him, keep pushing the music and keep his legend alive. And so that is what he did with his music, apparently.
That's pretty awesome.
There it is. All right. The more you know.
All right.
So give it another shot this afternoon, 5 p.m. The good news is it's worth more money now, so you can win $300 this afternoon, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Have a good morning.
You too.
Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by The House of Hash, 220 Main Mall Road, SoPo, the best selection and highest quality from the best hash makers in Maine. Check out the Hash Bash on 710 Farm Stand House of Hash.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
He's talking to you, Tara. He's talking directly to you. And he said he's got time today. Kevin Hart went in a little tirade on Twitter. He said that he's not funny slander is the best. This is for you. That's literally what he tweeted. at you.
Oh my God.
I have three stand-up comedy specials that fall in the top 10 highest grossing comedy specials of all time. Two of my specials are in the top three of all time. I have been the highest grossing comedian in entertainment for years now. I have also been the highest grossing comedian in the box office with over $4 billion in earnings. I have also turned my comedic talent into a place of business and branding and radio and other revenue streams. The hate slash slander fuels me to do more. And then he ended things with this quote for Tara right here from J. Cole.
If you broke and clown and a millionaire, the joke is on you. Money ain't everything, I never say that. But against those stones, knowing they sell their soul to get wherever
hate
they
to
at.
See it.
I mean, in the nicest way possible, his humor to me is so cheesy. Earlier, I called it choogy. I've just never found him funny, and that's okay. He's not my cup of tea.
He's not your cup of tea, but clearly he's doing something right with all of those specials being in the top 10 and the money that comes in through the box office and all his other ventures. So
yeah, I mean, he is super successful. Clearly, I just don't think he's funny.
I'd also like to make a difference between you and who he's actually talking about.
Okay.
I think he's talking about the people... I think it's okay to find Kevin Hart not funny, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's the people that find the time to comment on posts and talk about it online.
Oh my God, no, I could never.
That like go to his page and say he's not funny. That's where the other side of the line. You're allowed to have your preferences, right?
Yeah.
But when you take the time out of your day to like comment.
I don't think I've ever left a negative comment on a celebrity's post ever.
Never?
That's loser behavior.
I'll see like people I know that like celebrities' posts, and you probably like celebrities'
posts.
I do. I don't know.
Every once in a while.
What does that benefit them? Why am I liking this post?
I just like the post because I like the vibe. I might want to like recreate an outfit or get some
info. It's like a different generational thing. Like in my head, I'm like, okay, I've seen the post. I've consumed the content that post comes with. That's good enough for me. I don't need to like this because what does my like do for that celebrity? Nothing.
Oh, see, I don't think of it. But if you put up psychological,
if you put up a post, I'd be like, oh, I'll support and give Tara a like. But
really, it's about the support.
It's about the support. Does Kylie Jenner need the support of my like? No, she's got plenty of other people out there supporting.
To me, it's the aesthetic. It's the vibe. If I rock with it, I'll throw you a like. That's how I
feel, except for when you're a celebrity, nobody gets likes.
I like to go back and look at my likes sometimes and be like, I really like their makeup in this, or I like their bikini, or blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, I can see that. That's a practical reason for it.
Yeah.
This guarantees that Bam Margera won't make an appearance in Jackass 4. Jackass director Jeff Tremaine was just granted a 3-year restraining order against Margera.
I'm kind of scared of him.
Yeah, the order also protects Tremaine's wife and kids. The restraining order comes after Margera started ranting against Tremaine and co-star Johnny Knoxville and allegedly threatened to harm the director's kids in a message. God. And also commented that both Tremaine and Knoxville could pencil in their death certificate.
Excuse me?
Yikes. So Bam claims that his Jackass family abandoned him by leaving him out of Jackass 4. Steve-O came to the defense of Johnny Knoxville and Tremaine and said they did everything they could to help. They tried to get him sober and get help for his substance abuse issues, yeah. And that didn't work. And they said that they needed him sober on Jackass 4, and that wasn't possible. So that's why he got cut out.
Poor thing. He's definitely spiraling now.
I don't have the exact quote here, but the quote he said about the kids was like, yikes.
Not good.
Victoria's Secret is getting rid of its Angels and Wings. It's an end of an era for them.
I don't like this.
The company has hired new faces, including U.S. soccer champ Megan Rapinoe and the Indian actress, I'm going to mess up her name, Priyanka Chopra.
Chopra
Jonas. Nick Jonas?
Mm-hmm.
And
the one with 3 front teeth?
Well, now I have to look at a picture of his face. Now I get to see that. Anyways,
you'll never unsee it.
Now I'll never unsee it. Oh my God, I got to check this out now. Victoria's Secret is going through a complete like rebrand and turnaround. They've been struggling in recent years. So when the world was changing, we were too slow to respond, said Martin Waters, who was appointed chief executive of the brand in February. We needed to stop being about what men want and to be about what women want. How do you feel?
I'm just super confused. Maybe I'm very naive, which I could be, but my whole life growing up, the Victoria's Secret Angels were for the women.
It was fun.
And dressing up as an angel for Halloween was so fun. People did that all the time. And the fashion show was just fun.
It's collection kind of fallen off
of outfits. Yeah, I don't even think they canceled the most recent one.
Rihanna's show, that's the one.
It was the best one.
It took over.
But I always looked at Amazon. Victoria's Secret as feeling good about yourself and feeling empowered and feeling sexy. I never thought, I'm going to wear this for a man.
I think it's funny that these are the comments being made and their new appointed chief executive of the brand is a man. Like if you're going to be
that's kind of rich.
If you want to do what women want, wouldn't you put somebody that's...
You would think.
I mean, I don't know his resume. I'm not in the business world or anything like that. I'm sure he's an okay fit. But if I'm a company and I'm going to appoint somebody in charge of the brand and the goal of the brand is to stop being about what men want and to be about what women want.
I just don't understand why they're taking away the angels. I don't get that. I don't get that at all. Anyone can be an angel. You don't have to take the angel wings away.
I got one last fun thing for you for Dirty on the 30. Rick Ross, he's got the Hugh Mansion, custom cars. He knows how to save money, though. He says that he tries to fly commercial. He doesn't have a private jet. He flies commercial when he can. He gets on the Delta. And he also cuts his own grass at his 235-acre estate in Georgia. Doesn't have a landscaper. He does it himself.
Some people absolutely love
I was gonna say, I don't know if he's a dad, but this is like dad level extreme.
Oh my God. My dad all the time, he'd be like, don't bother me. And he would put in his headphones and you could hear him singing on the ride along lawnmower.
I still find it hard to believe that Rick Ross does this like on a regular basis. Like I feel like he might do it once in a while when he wants some peace and quiet, but I feel like there's a backup gardener here. He said, I cut grass for about 5 hours when I get in the tractor. It's a whole other level of peace, a whole other level of connecting with the estate and the animals and the birds and the wildlife. He wasn't frugal on the tractor. He went to the store and bought the biggest tractor possible.
Course, yeah.
With the widest attachment. Still takes him 5 hours. You just picture Rick Ross out there in the tractor.
He's like, da, da, da.
Put it into perspective, Coming to America, the sequel, Coming to America, they shot like the palace and all of that. They used Rick Ross's house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's where they shot it in Georgia. So.
A lot of grass.
Yeah, a lot of grass. That is your Dirty on a 30 made hot and main by Niels Motors. Bad roads do your car dirty. Make sure your suspension, wheels, and brakes are up to snuff at the only Sandal Napa Gold certified shop in the state, Niels Motors, Biddeford.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
The House has passed a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday, sending it to the desk of President Biden just days before the holiday. It's expected he'll sign it. Juneteenth commemorates June 19th, 1865, the day Texans learned that slaves were freed following the surrender of the Confederacy. Juneteenth to be a federal holiday. We talked about it earlier this week that it's being recognized as such here in Maine.
Yes.
As a holiday on the state level, which doesn't officially kick in until next year. But good to see that happening. The U.S. tops 33.4 million COVID-19 cases with more than 600,000 related deaths. The Maine CDC reported 5 new deaths, 51 new cases on Wednesday, bringing Maine's death toll to 853. More than 56% of Mainers are fully vaccinated at this point. Here it is. Governor Janet Mills revealed the don't miss your shot vacation land sweepstake. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
It's about damn time.
So the sweepstakes will award one winner with $1 for every person who received at least one dose of vaccine in Maine by the 4th of July. I'm encouraging everybody to go out there and get vaccinated so the prize goes up because I'm already vaccinated.
Yeah, I want that money.
I immediately entered when I saw this. So as it stands, the last time I checked last hour, $876,703. They're expecting to get close to $1 million by July 4th. So somebody in Maine is going to walk away with this vaccination lottery, if you will.
I have a good feeling I'm going to win.
I hope if you don't win and I don't win, I hope it's somebody that got their vaccination as soon as they were eligible to get their vaccination. Mm-hmm. Not somebody that waited for the L.O. Bean gift card and the
waited
Sea Dogs.
Waited for the rewards.
Tickets or any of the fishing license, any of that reward stuff that they were giving out. You don't have to bribe this person. I hope it's just somebody who did it because they did it because it was the right thing to do, not because they wanted a free fishing license.
And I hope that person is me.
Can you tell that I'm still salty that we didn't get anything for getting vaccinated and people are getting stuff now?
Still, like they can get it and everyone will get one, but with this, only one person's gonna get it. So they still kind of, what's the word?
I don't know. $876,703.
But they should split that up and give it to everyone who entered. Give them a chunk.
That would be $1.
No.
Everyone who entered, but everyone, that number represents everybody who got a dose of the vaccination.
I know, but if they go, okay, it's the 4th of July and we had 6,000 people that entered, split that money amongst the 6,000 people.
Because you do have to enter to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they should have just gave us $100 each for getting vaccinated. I'm still salty that I didn't get anything. Freeport, you know what I did? I did the right thing. Well, I got peace of mind knowing that I am a good person.
That's not enough.
Freeport is one of the latest victims of an attempted ransomware attack. Unknown hacker encrypted some files and demanded a $10,000 ransom for them to be released. Seen this go on with like some companies and, you know, other townships. They've had to pay the ransom. Some companies have paid big dollars to get their data back, but because of Freeport having everything backed up, they did not have to pay. That That's a cautionary
tale. That's so smart.
Make sure your information is backed up. And then if somebody tries to hold it hostage, you're like, nah, I got this all backed up.
You're
on
like,
the drive.
I'm actually good right now. Thanks, though.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Hot Radio Maine's Weekends in Old Town start this weekend. Yeah, very excited about this. Shouts to JC, Too Fat, and myself. We're all going to be out there providing the sounds Friday and Saturday nights for the brand new club, Ivy at Canoe. It's starting this weekend. I'm taking the first night. I'll be Friday. So tomorrow I'm going to be out there. Too Fat's on Saturday. JC is the following weekend. I can't wait for it. It's going to be good times. 283 Main Street in Old Town. Man, the club looks amazing. It doesn't look like anything that you've seen in Maine before.
It's literally the nicest thing I've ever seen. So the first floor is a restaurant and they stop serving food at 10. So you could go get a little bite to eat, line your stomach, and then after 10, head upstairs to the club and party with Ryan Dillon, and then you could see the views from the rooftop bar.
Yeah, go get some fresh air. Look at that.
Going up and up and up.
Yeah, we're moving on up. But anyways, let's see everybody out there excited. This is like one of our first big events that we've done since launching the 1029 Signal in the Bangor Brewer Old Town area, Orono area. So it's going to be awesome, too, when school's in session for you, Maine.
I know.
Like to have
spring break,
to have this place to party at is going to be a good time. I'll see you out there tomorrow night at Canoe for our first night, part of Hot Radio Maine Weekends in Old Town.
It's happening.
That is five things you need to know made hot in Maine by Maine Hardware. Going out on the water this summer, get your marine supplies at Maine Hardware in store online, mainhardware.com. Open 7 days, 274 St. John's Street in Portland.
Get up. Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
Student debt canceled if you went to ITT Tech.
What?
You remember that? You remember the ITT Technical Institute commercials that would always air on TV and like everywhere? They were like daytime television. They flooded all the places.
It was always on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. So 18,000 former ITT Tech students can breathe a little easier. The Department of Education is canceling their student loan debt after getting defrauded by the for-profit school.
What does that mean, defrauded?
So ITT Tech shut down in 2017 and is accused of misleading students on-job prospects, post-graduation, and credit transfers. So there's a whole like fraud thing going on there with ITT Tech. So 18,000 of the former students that still have debt from ITT wiped out by the Department of Education. They don't have to pay that money anymore.
Well, good for them. That's great.
Now let's work on some of our debt.
Yeah, that's why I need to win that vacation land sweepstakes. Get rid of my debt.
Biden said he's willing to forgive up to $10,000. I mean, it's a start. I'll take the $10,000 forgiveness.
I'll take anything at this point.
Let's do that right now. You know what could help with your student debt?
What?
Brains for Bank.
I can't even play.
Not you. I'm saying everybody else. It doesn't help
me
us.
Thinking of myself.
God, it's not all about you. I'm trying to offer some solutions to other people out there. We're giving away.
Yeah, $300?
Yeah, we're giving away more money. That could be like one payment.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
That's crazy. We were talking about Tupac's birthday being yesterday, belated birthday. The question this morning for Brains for Bank was, what rapper claimed the ghost of Tupac Shakur visited him? The answer was Kendrick Lamar. But we were like, oh, happy belated birthday to Tupac, who celebrated yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you just realized that
today is Kendrick Lamar's birthday.
Is that a little eerie that like Kendrick Lamar says Tupac visited him in his dreams and basically told him to live out his legacy and all that? And they're one day apart.
One day apart. And also weird that I just chose this question. I wrote this question having no idea it was even his birthday. It's like Kendrick Lamar came to me in a dream.
Wow, that's super creepy. What does that say about them? Because June, they're
Geminis.
They're Gemini, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You're not a big fan of Gemini. I can tell by the pause.
I love Geminis, but I was struggling because they get a really bad rap. Everyone always says Geminis are two-faced because they're the twins, but I think they're overall really balanced and really experienced in a lot of different areas of life because they can mold to any situation.
Okay. One other thing before we get into this.
They're also very artistic.
One other thing before we get into this. Quick mix. I left this out of Dirty on the 30 because we talked about Kevin Hart. So I figured you can only take one person.
I take so much.
You can only handle one person.
Another person I don't like.
There's some news about another person that you don't like.
Who?
And we thought he was retired. He is not retired. Logic is coming back. tonight.
Oh my God.
And he did it.
Why?
He did it in the press release.
Why did he retire then?
He did it with a press release like Michael Jordan did when he said he's coming back. He put out the press release and it said, I'm back. Now, I would say that was creative, but the Migos did that when they announced Culture 3 too. So the Migos did it before they did it. Michael Jordan was the first one to do it. But still, he put out the press release. He's back. And if you're a Logic fan, you're going to get new Logic music tonight. I know you're not a Logic fan. So
I know some people who are. So they'll be excited.
I had to hedge my bets there. I only gave
There's
you the,
a reason
the Kevin
why I don't
Hart
like
news in 30 on the 30. Were you forced to listen to a lot of Logic years, back in the day?
Years
of Logic.